Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
I'm reloaded! Welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio. You dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. K100 Internet Radio. You understand what I'm saying? Stands to keep it 100. Real talk, uncensored, unfiltered. Alright? No political correctness over here. We kills that. Welcome everybody to the show. Welcome everybody listening to me live and everybody listening to the podcast after the fact. 347-934-0966, that's the number to tune in to the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. We air live Monday through Thursday, just in case you're catching a replay, and you don't know exactly what time. But tonight's show, episode 76, fighting words. Them is fighting words, you dig? That's what we're talking about tonight on the show. You feel what I'm saying? Type of shit that make you just want to goddamn really just whoop a motherfucker ass. What can set you off? What push you over the edge? Some shit you let slide, some shit you can't. You understand what I'm saying? I understand it all depends on your level of gangster, how hard you is, or at least how hard you think you is. You understand what I'm saying? All those things come into play. We're talking about what we're going to be talking about tonight. But let me go ahead and run down the show. Welcome everybody that's tuning in on the line, and welcome everybody that's listening to the After the Fact podcast. K100 Internet Radio, subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We are a talk and indie music station. All right? We have real conversations and say the shit that people normally wouldn't say out in the open. Or shit that you can't say at work that might get you fired. Shit you can't say to your boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband that might get your ass mashed. Whatever. Shit you can't say to the police that might get your ass locked up. Whatever. This is where you got them come and let the shit fly. All right? That being said, we do a lot of talking, but we also spin some music. I'm going to be spinning some tonight. All right? Debuting a new song by the crew Team Stridge, you feel what I'm saying? And some old classics from the hood. You know what I'm saying? If you know anybody that's seen rap, whatever, in hip-hop and R&B genre, holler at us at k100radio@gmail.com. Tell them to send in the tracks. We'll run it down. We'll spin it if it's hot. You feel what I'm saying? You know, if it's whack, you know what we can do about that. Not going to be able to do it. Yeah, but if it's good music, if it's some good music, you feel me? We real run it. We real spin it. All right? I'm still getting together my setup right about now. I was kind of late getting together, getting my show together. And my Ustream feed, for those of y'all don't know, I've been broadcasting live on Ustream. So you can see me as I do the cast. But something's been going on with one of my computers. So I'm only going to be able to broadcast just the radio show, not on Ustream. And I know what's wrong with it. I just haven't had a chance to go get the part for it. So next week, I'll be back on Ustream, all right? Yay. Okay? So y'all can see me while I talk my shit and I take my calls, all right? A lot of people asked me about what was going on with that this week. Now, like I said, I'll have that fixed by next week. We'll be up and running. 347-934-0966. Want to remind everybody that we are on Facebook, MySpace, and iTunes. Follow us, like us, subscribe to the podcast in that order. MySpace.com/K100Radio. Facebook, do a search for K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us, all right? And also, if you use iPods or iPhones or whatever, make sure you check us out on the iTunes store. Go up on the podcast in the home screen, and then put a search in for K-100. You'll see us. Click subscribe. Totally free. Won't cost you a dime, and that is the absolute easiest way. That's how I use it to actually get my own episodes of my own show. I don't even go to my own show site to download the episodes if I miss them. I just go to iTunes. When I'm in iTunes, you know how this works. You plug your phone up and sync it up with whatever you added to your playlist, and it automatically updates you with the last episode of K100. And that's real big. Big ups to us. And also big ups to us. We broke the 6,000 downloads and plays mark. We're at 6,300. You feel what I'm saying? Thanks to everybody who's been supporting the show. All right? I want to go ahead and get into what we've been talking about. Well, what we're going to be talking about. You feel me? 347-934-0966. You understand what I'm saying? That's the number to tune into the show. All right? And everybody on the line, welcome. Welcome everybody that's listening to the podcast once again. Episode 76. You dig? Them is fighting words. All right? That's what we're talking about tonight on K100. You understand what I'm saying? Them is fighting words. And basically what I'm talking about is what can move you, what could push you to that point to where you just going to have to goddamn, you know, either you going to, or even worse, because some things, like I said in the synopsis, some things, it's worth that. Sometimes, some people can push you to the point where you just have to, but we want to keep it on the, right, we want to keep air out of jail, even though you can go to jail if you beat a motherfucker up bad enough. Some people, you know, file assault charges on you for one little slap, like that's going to kill them, one little slap, put them in place. Now they want to call the police. That's how I go down sometimes. But we're not talking about them. We're talking about you. What really gets up under your skin? What really, you know, really makes you mad? What really makes you just want to go there with somebody? So I'm going to read the synopsis of the show. You feel me? All right? And I'll open up the lines if anybody has anything to say that's on the lines first. If not, I'll go to a song and wait for everybody to crowd the lines and start hitting the number one. All right? So, here we go. Episode 76. What's worth a fight or a physical confrontation to you? Now, some people would tear their kids, sticks and stones, you know, blah, blah, blah. But they know damn well it's some shit you just don't say without getting your fucking ass whooped. All right? It's just how it is. Especially with black folks. Some shit you can't say to black folks, all right? Some shit you can't say. We don't play a lot about a lot of shit. And some people just crazy as hell. It might be somebody just got a bad temper. But the point is, this is always different for people. I think there are some universal acts that warrant physical confrontation, like messing with someone's kids. Of course, that kind of shit can get you killed. But what are some things that may set you off? Is it a finger in your face? You know, somebody put their finger in your face, you know, they put their finger right there in their forehead. You know what I'm saying? Some people, that shit just make them motherfuckers just want to, yeah, so I don't like it either. All right? Is it being called a bitch? You understand what I'm saying? Does that make a difference? Does it matter who's saying it? You understand what I'm saying? I guess it does make a difference when it comes down to the word bitch, because it's all right when we've already had a show where it's all right for women to use it against each other, but if a guy uses it, you know, some girls they be ready to go all in with that. You feel me? Some things you might take from a family member, but if anybody else outside your family or your close circle of friends say it, you feel me? It's whatever. Yeah. All right? So we're going to decipher that tonight. You feel me? Everyone has a different code that they live by depending on your level of gangster and where you are from. Some fight at the drop of a hat. You feel me? Like a hard stare and you can get it. You know what I'm saying? Some people have to be pushed. So which one are you? I'm asking tonight. Is there anybody that you would like to just straight up fade right now at this very moment? You know what I'm saying? It could be a coworker, a family member, or a celebrity. I got a couple celebrities I'd like to fade. Are you the type of person to cuss somebody out or just say a prayer for them? You know? What if somebody tried to get with your girl, get with your man? You feel me? And they know y'all together or they can see y'all together, but they just getting disrespectful. Is that something you ready to fight over? Will you fight over that? Or do you let the mate handle it? Everyone has their limits, and tonight on K100 Radio, we're going to find out what yours is. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to get another part of this show set up. I'm having some issues with one of my other computers. I'm going to go ahead and go into a song real quick. All right? And basically, the song is basically pertaining to what we're talking about right now. You feel what I'm saying? This is a throwback from the hood from back in the day, from the old project that I was on. You feel what I'm saying? All right, but I'm going to go ahead and run that, you feel me, real quick, and I'll be right after that. This is South Park 6-8 Blizzom, the old camp from back in the day from the Glenwood crew. Who the hell want to fade, baby? One-on-one. You feel me? Hard.
This motherfucking ass, Blizzom 2. my nigga AJ. You know what I'm saying? Been through this shit like this.
Check the rap sheet, neat, I leave you dropping the seat. Nigga, I ain't dirty top, cause I flow so grimy. So I slow down a bit, so these bitches can find me. It's mono, mono, their daughter poop and break. I heard them stop parking, niggas, man, they moving that way. I'm the one you see every once in a while. 11th Street, Harris Town, in the bay, where I played as a child. Remember the day at the Base Motel. But the block not the same, I put the city still facing the tail. I understand what it's like to be wrong. I'm a lot tougher since I school. You get your right to the zone, so they will be home. Your motherfucking face will be gone. Last on MLK, now here, battle the phone. You can say I ain't rap too tight. Yeah, and y'all don't need to see these twisted MC. Nah, nah. Bitch, I rap too tight. Yeah.
Who the hell, 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 who the hell,
today. I'm gonna have to shoot myself. I had about three people tell me that I've sent out all the text messages for the show tonight, except I sent out the wrong damn episode, Blizzum! Damn it, man! Right now I want to fight myself. I sent out the wrong freaking episode, sorry everybody that got the text messages saying the show was about last night's show. My bad. That's on me. That's my fault. Alright, sorry about that. I'm gonna fix it. I'm trying to fix it as I speak right now, as I talk to you guys. I'm also trying to fix the shit and resend out the text at the same time. So I have to kill myself. Damn it, man. I'm doing too much, man. I got too much shit over here going on. 3-4 computers, shows, Facebook, just MySpace. It's just too much. But I can handle it. I can handle it. Alright. Welcome everybody to the show, man. Thanks everybody for tuning in. You feel me? I want to also welcome everybody that's listening to me via the podcast after the fact. You feel me? Also, I want to remind all the producers out there to send me in some tracks. Send me in about, you know, just a couple of snippet tracks. And I'll fly them in as background music. Send it to k100radio@gmail.com. I haven't been getting it. I've been getting music, but I haven't been getting, like, beats and tracks. I mean, I don't want to keep playing the same beats in the background, all right? So I want to, I want to swap it out, all right? You feel me? So you producers, man, producers, y'all send me some of them tracks, man. You feel me? And I'll get them out, all right? I'll play them in the background, all right? All right. Episode 76, we back at it. I had to go into a song anyway because I was barely done setting up for the most part, all right? Try to get the show together and everything. But anyway, I want to welcome everybody that's on the line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune in to the show, all right? And what we're talking about tonight is fighting words, all right? I know it's my master motherfucking Monday sound, but that's the only fucking... That's the only sound I got loaded up, all right? What's fighting words to you? What make you... What is it that somebody can say to you that really just sets you off? You feel me? Now, it can be something somebody does or whatever, but what is this thing that you just have that if somebody says or does it to you, I don't give a damn if you at church. It's going dizzle. ASAP. 843, you're on the air right now. You're the first person to raise your hand. Got a couple of people on the line. Make sure y'all hit the number one if y'all want me to come to your phone lines, all right? And I talk after the fact. I get mine then. 843. You're on the air. What's popping?
Oh, my goodness. If it was not the best topic for today, because today at work, okay, fighting words. Fighting words for me, if you are a different race and you are referring to something that I've done or you're referring to me and you say, you people?
Right.
You people? Are you serious?
Who are you people?
Okay. So I got to tell you. The concierge, so I'm head of food and beverage at a 5-star hotel downtown Charleston. Obviously, if I'm head of food and beverage, I know a lot about guest services and the service industry.
Right.
If I'm in charge of their food.
Right.
This valet had the nerve to say, you people need to understand that this is a service industry.
Let me ask you. Okay, you're saying that. Okay, was he saying it to you? Like, did he say? You know, was there anybody? Was there more than a group of people besides just you there? Because if it's like four of you, and there, you know, is he, or was it just you people? Could you really just tell that he meant to you people?
Yeah, he was referring to black people because he's not black. For one, and other than the concierge and the valet, everyone else, housekeeping, porter, whatever, is black. And last week, there was an incident with one of the housekeepers.
Uh-huh.
So she got, she quit. She was going to get fired, but she quit. So I know exactly what he was referring to when he said, you people need to realize that this is, you're in a service industry. You need to service the guests. I knew exactly what he meant. He was referring to me. And the housekeepers.
Right, right. And so, you know, I mean, that right there, that word, that phrase, should get somebody punched. That can warrant.
He got the Tracy from the Haven. They ain't never seen her in Charleston, but he got the Tracy from the Haven.
What happened? What Tracy from the Haven do?
Okay,
I went.
How
did he get fired?
Not only did I go off on him, but you know me, I'm very professional in everything that I do. I went off on him, and then I went and talked to the boss man about it because I do not appreciate you. You people mean you
right.
Park cars. okay? I'm ahead of their, I'm in charge of these people's food, what they eat,
right,
what they take into their bodies. You park their cars. Don't you people me. You need to know your place.
Right, right,
so,
right.
Yeah, I handled him like Tracy from the Haven would handle somebody, uh-huh, and then Latrice went and talked to the boss man, so he got handled twice.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. All right. Well, you people, I'll take you people.
I can't do that, you people.
You people, depending on where we, how it's said and who says it, yeah, you people is something that can get you fucked up. All right?
Because what, cover it up. Don't cover it up. Just say what you really want to say.
Well,
don't
people,
try to
well,
say
well,
what you
now,
really
now, okay, now you know. They're not going to do that. You feel
no,
me?
But that just makes it even worse when you're going to say you. That just makes it even worse. I would respect you more if you have balls enough to say what you really wanted to say.
No, you wouldn't. You fight him in.
Yes,
you fight him in.
No, he's still going to get it. He's still going to get it. But don't try to sugarcoat it. Don't you people me. Say what you really want to say. Have the balls. Right. If you're going to say you people, have the balls to say what you really want to say.
All right. That's cool. But, I mean, because when everybody... Tonight, I'm going to kind of be trying to find out, like, okay, are you people fucking crazy and overreacting? Or I'm going to be like, yeah, that's pretty much, you should, yeah, you feel me? And you people, even though it's been used as fodder for jokes and movies and, you know, punchlines for comedy about how you say you people and, you know, everybody, but it still can strike a nerve if said at the wrong moment by the wrong person in the wrong tone. It's still... something that could strike a nerve. Now, what about, what's something else? What, give me something else. If somebody, that happened to you right now. So, but what's something else like, you know, that could really just make you just want to get physical with somebody besides that?
I am in Charleston, South Carolina, so a lot of racist little slurs be thrown out there. And they do be sugarcoated, like, instead of calling me a nigga, someone might call me ignorant. And I'm like, that's cute. You know, that's real cute. But it's just a lot of little stuff like that, a lot of little racial slurs, sugar-coated racial slurs will be thrown out.
Right.
Other than that, it's like there's not too much. You know what I'm saying? There's not too much. Because I'm always at work or school, and I'm not going to let anything jeopardize work or school. I got to make that money. I got to get my education. So there's not too much else that really gets to me except for those sugar-coated racial slurs because it makes me stop. It's like, just say what you want to say.
I know. So the thing that gets you is not the fact that they're being racist, but the fact that they're trying to be slick.
That's what gets me.
I would think you would want to snap harder, you feel me, if the person said it just plainly, blatantly was like, I guess, I don't know, but...
No,
but
because it's like you're trying to be slick about it. Why be slick about it? If you're going to say it, if that's in you to say it, if you are racist and you're going to say it, be ballsy enough to say it. If I would tell you, God forgive me, go fuck yourself, I'm not going to say, go do yourself. I'm going to say, go fuck yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Why sugarcoat it? If you're going to say it, just say it.
What if somebody says, go fuck yourself? Would that make you want to fight?
Nah, not really. That's more like, really, that's lame.
Okay. I'm just trying to dig in deep, you know what I'm saying, to see how people react to certain terms. Because sometimes, you know, some people can take a lot. Some people just are real non-confrontational. But if you say or do this one thing, now I said at the beginning of the show, the quickest way to get yourself fucked up, with, I think, across the board with any race, color, sex, it don't matter, is fucking with somebody's kids. I don't care
who
you are or what happens. If you fuck with somebody's kids, to me, that's the easiest way to get your ass really just murked. I'm talking about fuck fighting. People die. People kill about their children. You feel what I'm saying?
Not just messing with them, even questioning them. Natalia came in the house today, and she was playing with Chalk on the sidewalk at the apartment complex, and she said a lady that works there came up to her and said, y'all can't play with Chalk on the sidewalk. And Natalia said, well, I was just helping them. I wasn't drawing on the sidewalk. Well, the lady's like, well, where do you live? I said, did you answer her? And she was like, I kind of just pointed. I was like, oh, no, ma'am. You tell somebody where your mom, I'll go get my mama. You don't question my child.
Mm-hmm.
Don't question my child. Get a business question right. My child. If there's something you need to know, you need to come ask me, not my child.
Okay. All right. So now let me ask you the one question that I'm going to ask everybody on the line, all right, that I actually put in the synopsis for the show. This is one question I'm going to ask everybody. No matter what it is that can set you off, I will ask everybody on the line. 347-934-0966, hit the number one. I'm going to ask everybody this one particular question. Are What about if somebody tries to get with your, as female, somebody tries to get with your man, and they know you together. They see you together. It's plain evident. Whether it be a stranger or whether it be somebody that knows that y'all together. Do you fight over that? Is that something that you is worth fighting over, or are
that
you one of
the
people
right
who just stand back and be like, well, as long as he don't fuck with her back, it's all good. But if you know this motherfucker really is trying to fuck with your mate, really is, like, really throwing the pussy at him, basically, is that something that you will fight over?
It's like, no, I'm not going to fight her. I'm not going to fight her over that. If she know that we're together, she knows. She knows there's no doubt in her mind, whether she just met and we were introduced as a couple or she been new or whatever. My motto is, you know, if she's doing this in front of both of us, if she's disrespecting me and trying to get at him, if he don't handle it, if she can take him, she can have him. Because he ain't worth it anyway.
But she really, you don't feel like she really trying you when she do that? Because
yeah, she's trying me. Yes, she is trying me. But if she's trying me in front of him and he does not handle that, because I look at it this way. If a dude is outright trying my nigga and I'm with him, I'm all in, I'm going to handle that. You're not going to be disrespecting my man, period point. If nothing's going to happen, it's not going down. You're not going to be disrespecting my man and disrespecting my relationship. I'm going to handle that. Mm-hmm. If he needs to handle that with her, if he does not handle it and something goes down, I figure if she can take him, she can have him. Because the same way you got him, somebody going to get him from you.
Okay. I'm gonna ask everybody that calls in tonight that particular question, because I know some people. Now, for guys, I don't know. Niggas, you got some niggas that's going to say, man, I ain't finna fight over no bitch here. Goddamn, let a hoe be a hoe, blah, blah, blah. But I ain't talking about if she out creeping and another nigga smashing your bra. You feel me? I'm talking about you out. You feel what I'm saying? You out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can see that y'all together. And a nigga really just come up and just try your old lady like that right in front of you. You feel me? Try you like that. But for the average nigga might be like, nigga, it's the respect factor amongst men. You feel what I'm saying? That you just don't do that. You never really see that. Like, even if you at a club with your girl, if a nigga see you, they may wait for her to walk off to the bar. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And then try to spit in her ear real quick. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah.
That's
all right.
Another thing. I think that's one of the things where you sit back and you look at how your mate going to react to that. Because if they going to welcome that, then they ain't all in with you anyway.
No, but I ain't even saying that they're welcoming it. I'm just saying, that's not the scenario right there. I'm talking about when they know, when you know, you feel me, and they still trying to fuck with your guy, your girl. And you know this motherfucker know y'all together. Even if your mate ain't saying, even if your mother's like, nah. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, for instance, I'm gonna tell y'all a scenario like that. It just happened recently at my place of employment. It's been rumored that I don't know, it was national news, but this guy stabbed his supervisor at the post office up here in Atlanta. And it was rumored that the guy, his girlfriend works there, right? And it was rumored that the supervisor that he stabbed kept fucking with his girl, you know what I'm saying, on some harassment type shit, and nobody did anything, so he stabbed
him.
You feel what I'm saying? It's like, that's what happened with that. That made national news.
And he gonna fight for his.
Right. So they was fucking with him and the girl. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if the supervisor was jealous of their relationship, if he was trying to hit the pussy or whatever, what have you. I don't know. But that's what made him snap. Now, I'm just saying, if you're out, let's just say it's your fucking neighbor. This bitch see this nigga get up and go out and get it. You come home and leave with you every motherfucking day. But this motherfucking bitch will try to come down there and creep with this nigga, even if he don't mash. You don't feel like that hoe really just tried you? That's enough to really just goddamn fire off on her? You don't feel like that?
I mean, I feel like I said, she tried me, but I can whip her behind, but that don't mean she gonna stop trying to get at him. So what? It doesn't solve anything. The worst insult to her is gonna be for him to shut her down. If he don't shut her down, then she can have him.
But I'm saying, I'm assuming the guy did shut her down. Like, man, she really, you know what I mean? I ain't saying your man, because if your man fuck him, then that, all bets are off. If I'm out with my girl and she's actually sitting there biting and sitting here listening to this nigga and letting this nigga be in her ear, all bets is off. The bitch chose. She choosing. I'm going to let her fly.
Exactly.
But I'm talking about she really just like, man, this nigga here really just, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I don't know. I think I might have to spark a nigga. You feel what I'm saying? If I can really just determine that that's what's really going down. You feel me? Now, like I said, that's why I really don't really too tough care to go to an actual club with a female. You feel what I'm saying? I can go to a sports bar. We can go out to eat. We can go have some drinks in a little small, you know, laid back spot. But the club, I really don't do that with my lady.
I don't think you should do the club with your spouse anyway. Right. I mean, that's probably another show topic. But I think you should have separate friends and y'all should, because that's your go out. That's your release time. And you can't, you know, if you're with your mate all the time, how are you going to release? You know, it's not really a release if y'all go out together. So I don't think mates, I mean, every now and then, special occasions, go hit the club. But on a regular, nah, I don't think that's a good look.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I got one more call on. I got somebody else raising their hand. I got a couple more callers. 347-934-0966. But I got one that's raising their hand right now, so I'm finna get to her. All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Stay on the line. Okay. She answered the question. All right. This is Shay, I think. Shay.
Hey, what's up, Liz?
What's going on? Okay. Well, you heard basically where I'm going with this whole thing. You feel me? LL doesn't like to be called you people. You people for her is a offense. All right.
Yeah, that might strike a little nerve with me too. I'm gonna have to admit that.
You people?
Yeah, I mean,
you people doesn't get me as mad as them all out calling me a nigga. I don't know, cause with you people, I'm like, really, you people? I'm looking like at least you know what I'm saying. You respect the fact that I punch in your fucking mouth if you say that other word. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, I know what you mean, but you really don't want to get punched, so you gonna say you people? But you know what I mean? I guess it's kind of like. That don't set me off as much as being blatantly called at. Depending on what mood I'm already in, you people probably can't get me hot enough to get physical. But I'm asking about stuff that will actually make you get physical. So, you think you people will make you get physical too?
Well, I think I'm pretty tolerant. It takes a lot. I mean, it's not just like one thing. It has to be something that's built up. And before it like built up, I'm gonna give you a chance to like let it slack back down. But once it gets keep getting built up, that's it. It's like, okay, it's on. I done warned you. I done told you. And you keep on pressing the nerve. My biggest thing is disrespect. For somebody to like disrespect me constantly, you know, continuously, you know, all up in my face disrespect. Whether it's about my family, you know, my man, or some kids that I'm responsible for, you know, just don't disrespect me like that.
But you say, I mean, I need specifics for today's topic. What do you mean disrespect? What do you mean?
I can't stand for somebody to disrespect me in my own house. Like when you come to somebody's house or whatever, you know, you're a guest. So you can't be talking all kind of ways to my family or something like that. You know. Out of the way, you know, to me and mine. That's
right.
It. That's where I draw the line right there.
Yeah. I'm gonna add that to the list. Okay. You people and getting slick with somebody, talking shit to them in their own house. Right. That can get you fucked up.
Yeah,
that can get you fucked up.
Behind some myth like that one time. This girl came over, whatever. She was like a mutual friend of me and my man at the time and some of our friends we had over, whatever. And she kept on, you know, trying to push up on my aunt. And we was all drinking, so at first I was like, okay, she's had a little bit to drink. She got a little too excited. So I was like, you know, you need to calm down, whatever. Kept on. I called the girl aside, just me and her one-on-one. Now, look, you know, I done told you, you need to tone this down. This is going to look as half drunk. Came to the point, I literally had to take her out the house and told her that, come on, you got to go wear one.
Right.
So...
All right, disrespecting somebody in somebody's house is yeah. You see, I don't understand how some people. I will put a disclaimer on this right here. 90% of the time, I've seen somebody do that because it's just like a general rule that you just don't fucking disrespect. You don't goddamn buck and do anything. You really don't do that unless you bout it anyway. But you really don't do that at nobody else's house because you are on their terms. You are on their terms. You don't know what the fuck they got going on. You know what I'm saying? So you just don't do that. But I will say that 90% of the time that I have actually witnessed someone doing that, alcohol was involved. Because you got to be drunk to do that. You feel me?
Yeah, give her a pass because I was like, okay, we cool. I mean, I wasn't as close to her as some of the other people, so I was like, okay, we cool. You know, she's been drinking. You know, I'm going to give her a chance. But she was taking it a little bit too far. Like, for instance, you know, my man would go to the bathroom. She's trying to follow her to the bedroom. I'm like, oh, Shorty, where are you going? I was like, you know, we have another bathroom. It's around the corner and down the way. That's where the guests use the bathroom. You know what I mean? Just stuff like that.
Right. I can understand what you. I can understand. I can understand what you're saying with that. Everybody, because I do believe that anytime you disrespect anybody in their own house, whatever the fuck happened to you, that happened to you. I don't care what the unless it has to be something super extreme for you to be on the right side of disrespecting somebody in their own house. You know what I mean? I can't think of too many things. You know, it may be some things that may warrant that, but it's rare and in between. Because disrespecting somebody in their house, like I said, beyond just getting beat up, you can get killed real easy like that. I you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
So that's the only thing that, like, really set me off. Because, you know, I'll turn the other cheek quick. I mean, I'll be like, you know what? I'm better than that. I'm not going to get all up and on about that. But when it comes
right.
to that, my own personal space, that's my area. Oh, no, you're not about to come in there and talk and do all kinds of stuff.
Right. Okay, so, all right, disrespecting you in your own house is the thing that would really set you off in emotion. Is there some kind of word, like, are you ready to fight if someone calls you a bitch, or are you ready to fight if, you know, is there any phrase that you just don't like? Like, I'm talking about, like, shit that, like, if somebody says it, or it don't matter what the fuck you finna snap. Like, I know people who just get mad at certain words. Like, you, if some niggas that you can't call fuck nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Being from Florida, calling another nigga fuck nigga is automatically 9 out of 10 times fighting words. As soon as you say fuck nigga, blah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, okay, they pretty much ready to, because that's, unless you're really homeboys and you know he joking, out in the street, pussy nigga or fuck nigga is the word they goddamn put a nigga goddamn, that's fighting words, as far as I'm concerned. You don't say that to nobody, especially if you're from Florida. Now, I don't know how it is anywhere else, but if you use those two words with a black man, I don't care what you are, who you are, if he ain't your motherfucking homeboy, your partner, you can't say that to a nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Where everybody where I'm from know that. That's the fighting word. Fuck nigga, pussy nigga, that's it. That means we ready right now. You don't already, ain't no, is it. That's the word, that's the click word right there. You know you ready to fight. As soon as the nigga say, he can try you like that and say that. You know what I'm saying? Now, disrespecting somebody and somebody disrespecting you in your house, you by all means, you know what I'm saying? Like the other caller said, somebody using the word you people, even though I don't know if you people strike me as deep as just actually saying the fucking words you want to say, I think calling me a nigga is going to strike me a little deeper than you people, but everybody's different. So I'm just asking, I'm trying to gauge it. You feel what I'm saying?
Outright call me that to my face. Now, they have said a lot of, like, little hidden slurs and stuff like that, and I think that's what bothers me the most, because I can't stand fake people. Be real. I mean, whatever you're thinking, whatever's on your mind, be real. That way I know how to come at you. You know, I don't like for anybody to, like, you know, flip it around, so to speak. Just be real.
Okay, so I got to ask you the one question that I'm going to ask everybody on the line. Welcome everybody that's listening. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. Okay, this is the one question that I'm asking everybody their own opinion, but this question I'm going to ask everybody. What about when a chick tries to get with your man and knows, not even in your own house, but she knows. I'm talking about this could be one of your friends that know you with this nigga. You could be out and it's obvious that y'all are together. Y'all all hugged up together, whatever. And a chick really just be super flirtatious with him, like try and really push up on him. Like, even if he doesn't bite, I'm not saying anybody that answer this question, I'm not saying they biting. I'm not saying they flirting back. I'm just saying the person really just doing it right blatantly in front of you, like, where you can see. Do you think that warrants an ass whooping? Or do you just be like, well, as long as he don't fuck, it's all good. Or as long as he don't, you know, do you let him handle it? Or would you feel like that's disrespectful enough to where that whole trying, you going to fight?
Knows that we're together like that, that's totally disrespectful. And that calls for being dealt with. I mean, it may not automatically, like, go into, you know, beat down mode, but it definitely calls for confrontation. It definitely calls for being addressed. I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, he don't like her. It's irrelevant to the fact of whether he likes her. Whether or not he likes her is between me and him. him, we deal with that. But the
right.
fact that she disrespects me, I'm going to go straight to her, regardless of, you know, how he's responding. Unless he obviously is like, girl, get off me or whatever, then that'd be different. But, yeah, I would go straight to her. We're going to address that head on. So that way there's no question. So in case she possibly didn't see me kissing on him, holding his hand or whatever, then there will be no question in her mind after we address it. What's up? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then the next time after you address it and you know what I'm saying, then you catch her again, then it's automatically, right? I'm asking because some people are going to say, man, I ain't finna fight over, I don't fight over no brawl. I ain't finna fight, you feel me? And for me, on my end, it's not the...
When, I ain't fighting over like that, like trying to keep somebody if they don't want to be kept.
No, right, that's not what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So I'm trying to make sure anybody listening on the line don't confuse what I just asked, because I'm going to ask everybody that raised their hand and hit number one today, I'm asking the same question. I'm not talking about fighting over a motherfucker who don't want to be kept, all right? Who does that, all right? Nobody does. That's lame as hell. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying, the other person is really all out disrespecting you by... Because they know, and you know that they know, that y'all are together, yet and still they trying to give him some pussy or other nigga trying to fuck your girl. And he know that y'all together. For me, you know what I'm saying, it's not about, because I'm a real nigga. It's like, okay, as long as, I am one of them dudes who feel like, as long as she don't give him the pussy, man, nigga going to try, especially if your girl fine, she ain't going to be able to go to Walmart without getting hollered at. And I don't give a fuck if a nigga know you with her. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? That's different. But if you in the presence, if you in the vicinity, you feel me? If they see you and them together, we together, and nigga, I know you know, this my old lady, now, nigga, now I'm going to stomp you. Because now it's not about who she going to choose. It's not about the broad choosing. You feel me? It's about you just saying, fuck that pussy nigga. I don't care nothing about him being here. I'm going to try it anyway. That's how I take it. Whether that's how you mean it or not, but you can't mean it no other way. You can't really mean it no other way. If you see me right here and you know we're together. I don't understand how people get it construed. You feel what I'm saying?
Misconstrued. Like that, and I can't stand that.
Right. So I'm just going to ask everybody, will they fight about that? That's just the one question I have. Because you're going to have some people be like, man, shit, fuck that. She choosing it, but if she ain't hollering back, man, fuck it, it ain't worth it. I beg to differ on that. I think that's the reason to goddamn confront a motherfucking, and if it need be, get physical. I'm going to damn sure say something.
That it depends.
You know, it depends on how he say something when I say something. You feel me? If I say something, and he be like, oh, no, my bad, man. If he like, you know what I'm saying, nah, it ain't nothing like that, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying, okay. You know what I'm saying, because I'm not that temperamental. You feel what I'm saying? If the nigga back down like that, it's okay. Well, if you be like, I'm saying, hold on, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? And nigga be like, man, what, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Oh, the what, nigga? The goddamn what? The look up and down, like, what, nigga? Like, what you gonna do about it? Yeah. So, that's it. From that point on, it's going down right then. You feel what I'm saying? And I think that's justified on any end, whether it be a female to another female or male to another male. It's like, you can't just do certain shit. You feel me? You might as well disrespect me in my eyes if you're gonna disrespect me right here like that. It's the same shit. You know, you like, you really don't give a shit about me. And I think that's the reason enough to get physical. Now, some people might beg to differ. If you don't agree with that, if you think that I'm wrong for that, if you think as long as your mate ain't giving them the time of day, let me know. Hit the number one. You feel me? 347-934-0966. You understand what I'm saying? I got a couple people on the line. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they can talk right now. You feel what I'm saying? But I just want to know, because I feel like that ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
I feel like this, too. If you don't say something, I mean, your mate could be like, well, dang, you know, he or she.
Right.
Except for herself, you know. I mean, why want to be with somebody who ain't got no backbone? You know what I mean?
Right. You feel me? I mean, you know, shit. I just think you should say something and something ought to be said. You know what I'm saying? But I actually had a situation where I felt like that's what was going down. And I got into it with the nigga. And the chick was mad at me like, why did I do that? You feel me? Like, that wasn't necessary. But I'm like, how the fuck you figure that wasn't necessary? You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand that. I didn't understand, but the chick that I was with got mad at me because I caused a scene. You feel me? But I felt like I was warranted. I felt like that shit was justified. You know what I'm saying? But some people feel like, unless it's an extreme, you don't need to be getting physical. And this is what I'm trying to explore. Like, what can really make a motherfucker take you there? That's what I'm basically asking everybody today on the show. Go ahead. What you just going to say?
It's just like, you know, your lane. If you ain't sure, check it out first. I mean, and if you know for sure, then don't even be trying people like that. People just stupid. Why you gonna even try somebody, you know, if you know somebody together like that? That's, like, totally inappropriate.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely agree with you. All right. We got one more. Oh, we got, well, somebody else raised their hand. Got another caller. All right, Shay, hold on. I'm going to go to this next caller.
Okay, I'm going to be on.
All right. Welcome, everybody that's on the line. Hit the number one. Make sure. I got enough of y'all on the line. Right now, I'm going to 615. Let's pop it. Ooh. This is Candy.
What's up?
Where the hell your ass been? I ought to goddamn murk your ass for goddamn being incognito on a nigga.
I've been moving to the ATL.
Oh shit! You in effect
right.
Now? You officially here now?
I'm officially here.
Oh hell! Don't wreak havoc. Please don't wreak havoc on the city. It's
no,
enough shit going on. It's enough shit going on.
You can do it.
You're right. All right. Welcome to the A. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Welcome back.
Right.
Maybe your ass and goddamn call. Now you need to get a damn local number then. Shit.
No, I'm going to keep that 615.
Hell. You just want to
be I'm going to keep that 615. I'm going to keep that 615.
All right, we'll keep it then. That's how matter of fact, keep it so I know who the hell you is anyway.
Exactly.
All right.
So what I was going to say about the topic of the show today is that my niece, she was in sixth grade, and this was like last year when Obama was running and everything, and me, my niece, and my mom, we all went to the same school. You know what I'm saying? And I've never been called the N-word, you know what I'm saying? And my niece, she was like in sixth grade or seventh grade, and this little girl kept calling her a nigger in school.
Uh-huh.
The white girl, and she mashed her ass out. So my sister go up there because they tried to suspend my niece.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For beating the little girl up, for calling
uh-huh.
her the N-word.
Right.
And they was like, it's just the word. You need to teach her that it's just the word.
No.
Yeah.
No,
right.
No. I'm about to mash
right.
you. I'm about to mash
right.
you.
Right.
Just,
right.
Just the word. Bitch, I'm finna whoop you for even goddamn suggesting that it's
right.
just the word. That means you think it's all right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
No,
exactly.
All right.
Yeah,
right.
exactly. And then my little nephew, they calling him. And this is all when Obama was running. So you know the little kids are hearing it from their parents.
Right,
at,
right,
the,
right.
You know what I'm saying? At home. And the little
right.
boy called my little nephew a porch monkey. He mashed his ass out. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
they already know. We ain't even going for that. It's no words. Just whoop their ass if they calling you some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. So you basically,
right.
so basically your answer is anything, I guess you people have set you off too then, like the first caller.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Anything racial can set you off and make you confrontational physical,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. I think, but you
exactly.
know what? I think with black people, that's across the board. You're gonna be hard pressed to find a lot of black people that's gonna just say it's okay for that shit to go down. Even if we use the word 30 times a day, it don't
right.
matter. You just think
right.
I don't. We didn't make it. It is what it is. I mean,
I have a white friend. You know what I'm saying? And she got black babies, and she say nigga. You feel what I'm saying? She do say it. You
uh-huh.
singing a song or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because what, you going to blank it out when you singing a song? No, she say it. You feel what I'm saying? But she got black babies. You feel what I'm saying? She had black kids. You feel what I'm saying? Out her pussy. You feel what I'm saying?
So you think that give her a pass to say it?
I think it give her a pass to say it. She raising two black kids. She raising two black kids, you know what I'm
but
saying?
But it's out and about. Everybody don't know she's raising two black kids.
You're right. She ain't going to say it. She only say it when it's just us around. You know what I'm saying? She not out just saying it to anybody. She wouldn't say it to you because she don't
right.
know you like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
And she
right.
don't know how you will respond to that. You feel
right.
me? But she's my friend, and we've been friends forever. And I know she don't say the ER. You know what I'm saying? Nigger. She don't say that. She just be
right.
like, nigger. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
right.
Okay. All right, so she's basically a wigger herself almost, basically.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know a couple of white boys like that. And
I can't even say white boys can say it. She had black kids. You know what I'm saying? She had
I know.
Pussy.
I know some white boys got baby, black baby mamas, wear gold teeth. Yeah. Them niggas is niggas. Okay? I don't give a fuck. No, they more nigger than some black people I know. You feel me?
Exactly. Exactly.
And if you listen to this show, and if you don't understand what's really going on or how that works, I suggest you find out before you feel all willy-nilly willing to test it. If I was you, I'd find out exactly what we talking about and get a clear understanding. You know what I'm saying? So you understand that it's not okay. It's very thin lines. And, you know, if you think it works one moment, and then the next moment, five niggas stomping you out in the parking lot. Okay, you just might want to make sure that you know what the fuck you got them, how you going about it. Now, I'm already giving across the board, because I know everybody else that's going to call in and hit number one, going to pretty much go with racial shit. But what's something else that we haven't talked about? Well, so far, we have two people that said something.
Another thing is I don't take too kindly of a man calling me a bitch. You feel what I'm saying? Or a hoe. But when I'm with my girlfriends, we call each other bitches and hoes. You know what I'm saying? But a man can't come in and be like, you bitch, you hoe. But me and my homegirls, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? It's a term of endearment. You know what I'm saying? Between us, what up, bitch? What up, hoe? You know what I'm saying? Just like the nigga word. You feel me?
Right, right.
Right.
So, if a nigga call you, a man call you a bitch, you know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Fighting words to you. You feel me?
Right.
You're going to be ready to cut this nigga, right?
Right.
Okay,
but if
okay.
It's my homegirl, you know what I'm saying? We do it all the time. We say that all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Bitch, hoe,
right.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
I actually had a show about the separation of that, but for the purpose of this show, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Bitch is something that can just set you off. Okay. What about is there any kind of like physical thing, like somebody pointing their finger at you or, you know, anything like that? Some people don't like, you know, I know one thing that can make me absolutely go ham and bananas is somebody spitting on me. I'll absolutely lose it. I'll absolutely go ape shit. And I mean
to the point
where my mama can't calm me down. You know what I'm saying? I'm not listening to my mama.
Right.
I ain't listening to the police, nigga. I'm ready to die. I'm about to die about that.
Right, you
okay.
Might as well punch me. I'd rather one motherfucker to punch me than spit on me. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
That's just black people. We don't like that shit because we had to deal with that shit hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Right.
I don't know. I don't even know if white people are going to let you spit on them. Shit.
Well,
I don't know why.
They spit all the time. That's where they do that shit all the time. You seen that show New York where the white girl went?
All that means is that New York is a punk asshole. Cause there ain't no way in the hell nobody nigga that what it wasn't enough producers on the set could have stopped me from getting to that hole. And really wasn't
right.
I seen that shit. Wasn't nobody even from that hole. That hole could have came and she could have got there came over there. You feel me? It wasn't enough people in that room to stop me, bitch. Shit on me
right.
In my mouth.
I
would have
killed
that bitch.
Nah, hell nah.
That hole was just a punk. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
All that shit right there. All right, so I got to ask you the one question about the goddamn, about the chick and your man. What about, you know, I think you was on the line when I was explaining it to Shay. What about it, you know, when the chick actually tries, you know, your dude and she knows it's your motherfucking dude?
I never had that happen to me, but what I'm saying is here in Atlanta, I have seen that how niggas is straight disrespectful when you out with a nigga. Straight
right.
Disrespectful. They don't give a fuck. I ain't had no bitch try me like that. You know what I'm saying? But niggas here, they are so disrespectful. That
right.
Shit is crazy. You
right.
Know what I'm saying? Right.
I've never had no bitch do that to me. But I'm saying what I know that you haven't, but what do you think would happen? Like what would you do? You think that'd be worth whooping her ass, or would you just be like, if the nigga don't try, if he don't hit it or whatever, it's all good. She's just trying.
Right, she's just trying though, cause I'm very secure in myself. You know what I'm saying, bitch? If you can get it, you need it. You know what I'm saying? You need that nigga if you can pull him right here in front of my face. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm gonna laugh at that bitch. Okay, you funny. Right.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'm gonna fight over that. Mm-mm. No. No.
Okay. All right. Well,
right.
That's different. All right. I think, like I said, man. I'm asking that specific question, man, because I actually been through it, and I just really felt like I was justified for snapping.
Right.
But I had the chick with me. Was like, why did you do that? And you know, chick was
right.
Like, kind of salty with me. I'm like, what the fuck you mean? You know what I'm saying? To me, it was total disrespect. You know what I'm saying?
If you do it here in Atlanta, you're going to be doing it all the time because these niggas is disrespectful. You feel, I'm talking about in Walmart. niggas that work in Walmart just walking by in Walmart trying to holler. You know what I'm saying? With your nigga right there. They don't care. You be fighting.
I ain't never had that happen to me where somebody tried me and I was standing right there. You feel me?
Right.
The dude tried me to let that time because I wasn't standing right exactly right there, but I know for a fact that the nigga knew we was together, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Then it wasn't even really about the fact that he did it. It was a whole nother side issue, and you know, it was said that I, you know what I'm saying, was wrong, but I felt like I was right. You feel what I'm saying? I felt justified about what I did. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't never really had nobody really just in Walmart, like, you know, that was a club atmosphere, the club scene. And so you know how people can say now, I mean, people like to play shit off like, because it's the club, that certain shit you need to let slide because it's the club. But in Walmart, nigga, Walmart, nigga, we finna tear the aisles up, nigga. Because it ain't even no, nigga, ain't nobody in this motherfucker drunk, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, dressing crazy. Ain't nobody goddamn, you know, it was a crowded dance floor, you know what I'm saying? Niggas goddamn, everybody throwing ass. A bit shaking, you know, people brush up, you know, there ain't none of that nigga in Walmart. You can't get nothing twisted. You feel what I'm saying? So in Walmart, if a nigga really just try you in Walmart, you a bitch if you don't do nothing. Because this nigga really is literally trying you, for real. If he literally holler at your owner in Walmart, nigga, for real.
Right.
This ain't even the atmosphere.
To me. I got niggas and bitches trying to holler at me, and I'm with my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas and bitches trying to holler. These motherfuckers is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
The girl want to holler, I ain't got no problem with that.
Right.
I'm just saying, bring her home.
Yeah, it's a culture shock to me, you know what I'm saying?
But, right, yeah, but, nah, man. No, that's crazy, and I think that's real, I think that shit highly disrespectful, man. All right, well, I appreciate you calling in to the show. Don't be a fucking stranger.
Oh, I'm not.
I hear you. All right. Stay on the line. All right. Well, welcome everybody to the show. I guess we only got a couple people that can talk. We got a couple more people on the line, but no one else is hitting number one. Like I said, I have ceased with the practice of opening up lines to people who don't hit the number one, because you know that I kind of had a couple people say they don't want to call if I'm going to do that. So I stopped. Hold on. Somebody just hit number one as soon as I said that. Oh, that's Shay again. Shay, you hit number one again?
Yes, I just had to chime back in about that spitting thing. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's
Your
physical act right there. I mean, the words, you know, I can deal with it, but the sitting, I had to get into it with somebody about sitting, and it was a dude. Oh, my goodness, it was a dude.
A dude? See, a dude, if a dude spit on a woman, he's so much of a bitch, like, I can't even express how much of a bitch nigga he is. You feel me? Like, who does, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't spit on nobody, but as a man, why would you spit on a woman? Like, I mean, nigga, unless that's your wife and you goddamn came home and caught her and goddamn legs in the air and a nigga pounding her ass out, that might be the only time you should ever form your mouth to spit on any fucking body. And even then, you ain't got to go there. I just beat her ass. I mean, I'm all for you just snapping and going into a rage and just goddamn dragging this hoe across the room. You feel me? You might as well do that instead of spitting on somebody is just fucking gross. What'd you say?
I said, now, to my defense, I did not do anything to warrant that either. I mean, that was like a totally, you know, that was like, you know, having a verbal argument kind of thing, and dude want to haul off and spit. Yeah, he got a glass to the face, and I had to run because I know he would beat my ass if he saw me.
right. Well, I mean, you was right up in the glass to his fucking face. Let me ask you this, for everybody that's listening on the line, was he or was he not black?
He wasn't black. He was
I knew he wasn't black. I knew he wasn't black. There was no
black man wouldn't do that. I don't believe. Because we talk, but
hell no.
I mean, I have never spit on anybody, and I would not ever spit on anybody. That's like nastiness coming out your mouth, saying you ain't even worth the spit coming out my mouth. That's like what's that saying to me?
Right. Who does that? I mean, for real? Nah. There's no way in hell. And you was right. You should have cracked that motherfucker across the head. If you'd have stabbed his ass and whatever the fuck you did to that motherfucker,
that was my first instinct. You know, I had a glass, I was drinking something. I mean, and as soon as that came out his mouth, I don't even know. I think I had temporary insanity or something because that glass went right in his face.
Damn. Well, he deserved that shit. He deserved it. All right, hold on. I got somebody that's raising their hand. I'm going to go to them, all right?
Okay, I'll put my hand back down.
All right. All right, save the babies. What's popping?
What's going on? Hey.
What's going on? All right, well, I know you've been on the line listening. Go ahead and tell me what them fighting words is for you.
Oh, boy. For me, it's probably bitch, but it would probably be bitch coming from, like, a female that didn't know me. You don't need to say hi. You need to be quiet right now. And then...
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear?
What'd you say now?
I said I just had to whoop somebody's behind for spitting. See, oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. All right.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So, you said another woman calling you bitch can make you fight?
I think another guy calling me bitch.
Oh, another guy. Another guy. You gonna actually fight a dude?
I've done it. I mean, the only fights I ever been in were with a male.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, I mean, I can understand some of y'all, but are you like my other caller who call you and your homegirls call each other bitch, kind of like on the fun tip, every now and again?
Every now and then we might do that.
Right. But if a man call you bitch, you're going to fight about that, right?
Yeah. Especially, I think... Well, the only situation that I've been in, we were together, and he called me that, and it was on after that.
Oh,
so,
man.
Just
okay.
Like a random guy, and I would just probably walk away. You don't know me. But if you think to know me and you come out of your mouth that way, then that's going to be a problem.
Okay. What else? You got anything else? I put bitch in the synopsis. You know what I'm saying? Because I know for some women, that's a fighting word. For some women, it's not. But I know for a lot of women... Being called bitch, them fighting words, you know what I'm saying? So I put that in the synopsis because I knew it's going to be enough of y'all that call in tonight who's going to be ready to thump about that. You feel me? But I think it's a lot more women, especially now since the term is used so loosely in between women. You know, but I'm saying, I guess, you see, you know, the funny thing about the word bitch, when it comes down to females, it's like being white and using the N-word. You feel what I'm saying? It's like you got to know when you can and can't use the word bitch. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got to... It's all about how you say it and all that kind of shit, too. So I feel you. Is there anything else that can make you fight?
Not really. Cause, I mean, I've never really been in any fight with females, so no. I mean, I've had my share of confrontations, but it was over some stupid stuff. Not even worth it.
So, of course, you know, I got to ask you the question that I'm asking all the callers. Would you fight... If a woman was trying to fuck your man, and you know she's trying to get his new dude some pussy, he ain't trying to hit her back, but she know that y'all together. You don't think that's enough disrespect for you to check that hoe?
Yeah.
Hello? I can't hear you.
Hello?
What's
that? I don't know what's up with my phone. Hello?
Yeah, it's kind of going in and out.
Oh, but I said it's not about, you know, the guy. It's about her disrespecting me. So, yeah. I mean,
right.
We would probably, you know, have some words over it, but I don't know that I would get physical about it unless it was just completely disrespectful.
Right. But it is something that you're going to got them. You're going to have to check them out. You're going to have to, a conversation going to ensue.
Yeah, there's going to be a conversation.
Okay, all right. I wanted to make sure, because I know a lot of people be like, man, I ain't finna got them get into it with no broad over this nigga. I ain't talking about if your dude trying to hit. I ain't saying that.
Right.
I'm saying because she know y'all together. She know that's your man. And this hoe really still trying to get her man. So she's still trying to get his niggas a pussy. And you see it. You know it. That's
right.
The fuck. That's enough to goddamn check a motherfucker over. I don't give a fuck. It ain't about you goddamn. If she going to choose, she going to choose. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, nigga, you trying. I feel like a dude trying me when they do that. Because if you know that's my goddamn woman. That's why I can't have a woman that I couldn't have a woman that I work with. My job, I'd have been a goddamn slap the shit out of a couple of niggas. You feel what I'm saying? Because niggas at my job off the chain with it. They're going to try a bit. Even if they know, I know people who was married couples live working at my job, and a nigga got them sitting in the goddamn break room, play dominoes with his nigga, get up and go back there and be trying to fuck his wife. Talking about her ass, looking at her ass. I couldn't even do it, dog. You see what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't even fuck with it. I couldn't even do it. Because I already know that some shit, I'm going to feel like the nigga really trying me, especially if you know that this nigga know. It ain't about her choosing. It's about the nigga really trying you. basically to me, he's saying, fuck that nigga. I don't give a fuck. What nigga, if it's fuck me, it's fuck you. You know
what
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. If it's fuck me, nigga, then it's fuck you. And now I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's how I feel.
Yeah, and I totally agree. I mean, at that point, it's about me being disrespected, not necessarily anything that you're saying or how
right.
you're trying to get at who I'm with.
Right, right, right. It's not even about my significant other at that point. It's about you.
If they're not trying to hear it. I mean, that's when you have a solid relationship and somebody's trying to come in the middle of that, that's just wrong.
Right, 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 right. Exactly. Exactly. All right. Well, I'm, get ready to, well, I got somebody else that's raising their hand right now. We'll take this other call, okay? Stay on the line, Keisha.
All right.
Then we'll go into a song. All right. What it do? 678-637.
What's going on?
What's popping with you?
I'm all late.
It's all good shit. I got a couple people on the line today. I got enough on the line. A couple of them raising their hands. Some of them sitting back listening. But, you know, I'm pretty sure. Do you know what the show is about, right? You know about, you know. Fighting
yeah.
words. What's something
yeah,
that can really
yeah.
What's something that can really make you go there? I'm trying to gauge because some people fight over the little things and some people be like that shit ain't nothing to fight over. I'm really just trying to get a gauge of what motherfuckers feel like. Nigga, that's enough to goddamn make me whoop a motherfucker ass. You know what I'm saying? Because it's different for everybody. I think it has a lot to do with your race. What can tick you off? And I think it has a lot to do with where you from. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? If you're from the hood or the project, you tend to goddamn get mad about certain shit a little bit more. Some, you know, the whole sticks and stones break my bones thing, I think that's total bullshit. I don't tell my kids that shit. You feel me?
Me neither.
I don't think that. I tell my kids that some things you don't let nobody fucking say to you. I don't give a fuck about all that turn the other cheek shit. Nah, nah. Some things you don't let some people say to you. And if they do say it to you, you punch their ass. And if you get suspended, don't worry about it. You ain't nothing going to happen to you when you get home. You understand what I'm saying? Nah, certain things I just tell my kids, don't doubt. Nah. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
Race, you know, so what? Well, go ahead and tell me, what about you?
Well, I try to avoid confrontation if, you know, when at all possible. I don't really get upset over little stuff because I done been in a few fights growing up, and, like, sometimes I get to the point where I just black out and been done whooped the hell out of somebody and don't remember what happened, so that's not good at all, because you might mess around and kill somebody doing some stuff like that.
Right.
So I just, you know, so I try to avoid it, but one thing that always get me, like, I can't go to clubs a lot, especially when if it's real immature type people. I don't like people grabbing me. I don't like people saying disrespectful stuff to me, like, especially in the club, just because you might look a certain way, like, you know, hey, bring that fat ass over here. Like, yeah, you might get your ass cussed out, and then if you say something wrong to me, I might bust your ass with a bottle. Period. Mm-hmm.
So complimenting you on your ass is a no-no.
No, bring that fat ass here is not a compliment.
But
no.
Do you have a fat ass? I'm just asking the question.
It's not a compliment.
Not
that's
Do you answer yes or no question? Do you in fact have a fat ass?
No. You better not kill people.
I told you this shit is keep it motherfucking 100. Every time I go on the air, I'm gonna fucking kill your ass. All right. I understand what you're saying. I understand the point that you're trying to make. Okay. Now when it comes to grabbing you and touching you, that I can totally understand, because don't nobody got the right to put their hands on you. You feel
yeah.
me? Go to some of these little young teeny bopper clubs, you know what I'm saying? You know, niggas still, you know, still on that goddamn junior high shit. When niggas motherfuckers walk by grabbing their ass.
Yeah,
sometimes,
like, with me, that's automatic. Like, you finna get hit in the chest or something. You finna get pushed real hard. It's automatic once you grab me. It's just forget about it.
Right.
I don't give a damn.
Okay.
But the only other thing I can see is, like, somebody messing with my kids. I've never really had that problem with somebody even trying me like that about my children. But, yeah, it's going to go down instantaneously about that one.
Everybody know
and
that. I said that one across the board. Everybody knows. Nobody don't play with nobody's kids. That's why when it comes to kids, you feel what I'm saying? You got to kind of be careful when you deal with
kids. And my money. Oh, please don't play with my money.
I was waiting for somebody to say that.
I
That's what I was waiting for.
I want my mama's ass on some money.
Right. I was waiting for somebody to say that. I was sitting up here waiting to see how long. I was waiting to see how long it was going, how many calls I was going to have to get to before somebody brung up their fucking money. Because I don't know if they're going to play about their money. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, some people be like, oh, it's just money. You can get it. Nah, don't play me about my money for real. I already told my mama whoop my pregnant pussy ass about my money. I'm not even playing about that shit at all.
Your pregnant sister ass. I would let that slide because you know.
I give a little bit out. She had my mama. She won't even let me know when she come in town though, so she ain't gonna need because she know I ain't playing about it. There ain't no type of joke. There ain't no joke about that.
Right. Well, money is another one that I was trying to wait to see when somebody was gonna bring that shit up. I know people kill over money. Money should have been like one of the your kids and money. I don't know too many your kids, money, and some racial shit. I think if you just put them three
man,
out there,
I'll let somebody call me a nigga before I let somebody play with my money. You call me a nigga, all right. But you say it too many times, I'm gonna show you a nigga. But like, and I never been in a relationship where in like a man, like anybody I was seeing has ever called me out of my name or anything. So I can't even really. Well, I had people come sideways out their mouth about some stuff, but never just, you know, you old bitch or a hoe or, you know, none of that type of stuff. I ain't never had that happen.
Mm-hmm. So you don't know.
But
okay.
I'm pretty sure that would piss me off, too.
I imagine
and
so.
And somebody sticking their hand in my face. I don't like that either.
Right. I don't like the hands in the face. I got an issue with that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Now it's like you just intentionally trying to try me. Like, don't do that. You can say what you want to say. Just say it over there somewhere. And I'm not going to even look. Because I don't like to argue. I'm not big on arguing and that type of stuff. So if I'm going to do it, I'm just going to do it. If I'm, you know what I'm saying, we about to knuckle up. That's just what we going to do. But I'm not big on the whole tone wrestling. We finna argue about this all. No, I don't do that.
All right, so let me ask you the one question I'm asking everybody. If you with your man, a chick is trying to fuck with your man, she's trying to fuck your dude, she know that's your man, everybody know that's your man, and the bitch still trying to goddamn fuck him. I ain't talking about he biting. I ain't saying he trying to, she's trying to fuck your dude, she's straight trying to flirt with him, right in front of you, say you and your man was out, and it's obvious y'all sitting over there in the booth hugged up or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you feel me, and you know.
Oh, yeah, she get dusted off, yeah, I'm finna try to stomp her spine in, don't play me like that, you're not just finna sit up here and straight disrespect me in my face,
I understand that, I don't understand people who don't feel like that's fight them fighting words. That's a something that you need to fight about because it's not about.
I had something like that happen before though. Like in church. You know, I was cool because we was in a church parking lot or whatever. But the dude I was dating, he was like, "Boy, I saw the floor you was about to hit." I was like, "And I was, but just because we was in the church, you know what I'm saying? I kept my composure a little bit better. I was like, don't play with me for real.
Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, if she tried your man in the church, hell, what the hell was up?
Well, I can't whoop your ass in the church.
But with the situation,
you know, that would have been all they needed right there. Like, yeah, look at it, because they already saying I was confrontational, which I'm not. I just, you know, I'm like, if it's a problem, you need to let me know.
Yeah, I understand that. So you would, I think one person was like, they don't know if they're really... As long as the man or the woman ain't trying to get back with them, they feel like it ain't nothing to fight about because they can flirt or do whatever, but I know he mine. I know he coming home. I know who he with. Fuck it, I don't care. I'm like, man, I understand
that. If they doing it in your face, they just straight up, you not finna do that shit dead in my face and act like it's all good. Bitch, please, no.
What if it's your, like I said, I asked one other caller, what if it's your neighbor? The bitch lived three houses down from shit, and she see this nigga come home every night. She know this your man. She know this your husband or whatever. You feel me? But every time this nigga goddamn walk out to the mailbox some shit, she out there with the little shit bent over. How you doing, Miss Parker?
She like talk. On Friday.
Yeah, she want to talk. She all up in his face. You know what I'm saying? Basically,
we're not going to play them type of games. We're not going to need to do that at all.
But like I said, a lot of women do
little shady type. They just trifling. A lot of women just trifling like that, and they always want what's not theirs or what, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah, don't try mine like that, though. And I'm be like, and I'm going to tell him, don't you come trying to stop me neither, because, you know, some dudes like, I don't want to see my girl fight. Then, man, nigga, you better back up.
Right. I think if a dude try your girl like that in front of you and you don't do nothing, I think your girl need to leave you. You know what I'm saying?
Especially if she done put it to him like, you know, now I'm with somebody, you know, whatever. If she done try to check him about it and he's still trying to come at her, yeah, I'm going to unleash my man on him. Go get him.
That's what I'm saying. Because the nigga really just, you know, really trying you. That's why I said, you know, about, like, dating at work and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nah.
We don't even want to talk, especially our work.
That's not going to work. Somebody going to get fucked up. You know, because this nigga's out of control. You've been at the whoop a nigga.
The women, too. The women and the men out of control up in there.
Yeah, it's out of control. All right. Well, thanks for calling. I hope you can stay on the line and continue to listen, all right? All right.
I'm here.
All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. If you're out there listening to me in the www.world, call in and holler at me. Let me know what's fighting words to you. What's something that you can, somebody can say, or an action outside of physically just punching you that could just set you off. You feel me? So far, we've had people, it seems like racial things can strike a nerve with a lot of people. Of course, most of my callers are black. I'm black. I can attest to that. You feel me? One of the first callers was like, you can't even call her you people. She ready to thump. You know what I'm saying? Even with you people. I don't know about maybe if I can, will I get as mad about you people as being all out called a nigga to my face? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We've also said disrespecting somebody in their house. You feel me? Getting disrespectful with somebody while you in they shit. It's another way to get your ass right. You know what I'm saying? Real quick. Three-piece combo. Because you don't never supposed to fucking who does that, who disrespect and try somebody or get wrong with somebody in they shit. Nobody's going to allow that. All right? That was another one that we had. So we had a couple of different things. You know, some women don't like being called bitch. Some was like they don't really care. Whatever, they may walk off and be like, whatever, but two of the callers said, you know, call me a bitch, they're going to be ready to motherfucking fight. All right? So I'm just trying to gauge how it is for you personally. If you're on the line or if you're listening to www.world, 347-934-0966. If you're already on the line, hit the number one. You feel me? Let me know if you want to give your two cents in. I'm asking everybody, how do you feel when somebody tries I don't care what it is, your girlfriend, spouse, whatever, and they know that you together. You feel me? They know that you with them. Is that enough to fight, or are you one of those people who say, well, as long as your mate, spouse, whatever, don't bite back to that, you know, don't try and get back with them, it's all good. You don't care. Let them try. We had one caller that was like, it was a confidence thing where she felt confident enough. You know, that she ain't worried about it, so it's nothing to her. Let them try. Now, if you got, I got to put a disclaimer on that. I'm not changing my stance on that shit. Disrespect is disrespect, and a nigga get wrong. But if you got a dime piece for a mate, whether you're a guy or a girl, you feel me? And you know your mate, and you know for a fact they're attractive, you're going to have to find some self-confidence enough to understand that people are going to look at them and stare at them and probably be overtly extra nice and flirtatious with them if they're a very attractive person, all right? I had to adjust to that when I was in a relationship once. I was in a relationship with a woman that was fairly attractive, and I had to remember that shit. That's why I'm with her. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? That face and ass is why I'm with her, so I can't expect for nobody else not to notice that face and ass. It's just not going to happen. So I had to adjust myself, you feel what I'm saying? And, you know, tone it down, you know, adjust my temper, you know, adjust my temperament and you know, anytime we out together, somebody blatantly staring at her ass, because at that point, I had caught my own friends looking at her ass, so I know you just can't help it. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you know that they know and they actually trying to smash. They actually really trying to get it in. You feel me? That's what I'm talking about. When you, when they really, literally howling, and you know the difference. Nah. And frankly, if you're a guy, I think you're a punk motherfucker if you let it go down. That's my own opinion. Maybe I'm a little bit of a hothead. Hit the number one if you're on the line if you agree or disagree with that statement. But I don't necessarily think that what I'm saying is wrong. When you're a female, I guess on the other end, you can be more I'm not even gonna change it. If you're a chick, it don't even matter. Fuck it. That's your damn dude. Fuck that shit. If your dude looking like a male supermodel, then goddamn it, ho, eat it. Just be mad, ho. Just be jealous. But don't goddamn, you know, I don't think you should let no other fucking female try you either. Fuck that shit. Nah. I'm not even gonna let it slide, even if it's vice versa. If the roles are reversed. I still feel like a woman is justified. If a hoe really try her like that, they goddamn go head on and mash your ass. Straight up. I got somebody else to hit the number one. Let's see what they popping about. 850-527. You on the air.
What's up, man? The people, man. What's going on?
What's going on, homie? What's popping with you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, just called in and heard the topic, man. Tell the truth. I don't know. Holding up is a whole lot. It's mainly, mainly just racial for me. Because it ain't, it's not a whole lot of stuff people don't tell me. I mean, unless somebody trying to play me, like, unless somebody talk to me as if I'm stupid, I got a problem with that.
Especially
if they smarter than you or something like that, that probably, other than that, it's not really too much outside of racial, if somebody thinking they smarter than you or something like that, I got a problem with that.
Right. Well, I'm specifically asking for stuff that will make you get physical with somebody. I ain't talking about stuff that just get on your nerve. I'm talking about something that are them fighting words. The name of the show, episode 76, them is fighting words. That's the name of the show, them fighting words. I'm talking about something that's going to make you really want to fight. Them fighting words, some shit you're going to fight over. It's the whole point of the show. Not something that's just get on your nerve, something that's going to make you really fight.
Mainly racial stuff. That's pretty much what it is.
Right.
Mainly that.
Okay, well, I mean, we black people, so maybe that's how. Now, you see, when you white people listening to my show on the line, if you're not talking and you're on the line, or you listen to my podcast after the fact for the replay, or you listen to me out there through the internet, listen, white people, you have to understand that this is just something that we're just not going to be the same about. We're going to see certain things differently. Racial things with us, you know, we understand if we call you a peck of wood or a crack and you don't want to fight us about it. We understand that it don't strike you, it cut you as deep as you calling us a nigga. It don't work in reverse because you wasn't the ones who came from descendants of slaves. All right? You wasn't the ones who had to go through the civil rights movement. So us using racial words to you, I don't expect for it to cut you as deep or make you want to get as hostile as it does with us. We were the ones that was oppressed. Our people was. It's us. We the ones who get that end of the stick. So, yeah, we're going to react more strongly. So, for anybody that's listening who ain't black and don't understand why all my black callers basically said some racial shit is enough reason to straight up your motherfucking ass, even if you don't understand it, I suggest you fucking pay attention and take heed. That's all I can goddamn tell you about that. You just might want to, even though you may not feel it's justified, I think you might want to listen to what the fuck they're saying, because I'm asking specific questions about what's going to make a motherfucker straight up want to whoop your ass. And if they're sitting here telling you, playing today on K100 Radio, you might want to goddamn just be aware about what the hell we're talking about right here, okay? And you might want to pass that on to your friends and your neighbors and your homeboys and shit, all right? We already had a couple people say, you people, there's enough to get your ass. So just saying. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to help y'all out. I'm trying to put it out there. All right, T. Lewis, what's anything else?
Anything else? That's pretty much it right there. There may be something else, but I can't really think of anything off the top of my head now.
What about your money? What about playing about your money? You play about your money? You fight about your money?
That's a little bit different now. Somebody might have to get mad about that stuff.
Yeah. Keep bringing that one up. That was a good one. I was waiting for somebody to bring that up, but yeah. About my money? Yeah.
Somebody might have to get mad about that. Especially if you're trying to help somebody out and you know you kinda sort of ain't in the position to help them out, but you know, you you paint that person your road dog or something like that, then you really trying to help them out, then they trying to act shady when you like, hey, what's up? You gonna pay me back? Then they trying to act shady like they either you didn't do anything for them, or they don't want to give you the money back, or they don't want to talk to you, stuff like that. Yeah, that's good for a good matching right there.
Right. I can understand that. Okay. So you seem like you're a pretty mild mannered thing. I feel kind of like I might be a little bit fucking crazy because when I wrote up the synopsis of the show, I kept coming up with all kinds of things that I know I fight a motherfucker over. Maybe I'm a little. I don't think I'm a hothead at all. People who know me know. I don't think nobody would say that about me. I think I'm a pretty pretty easy back, laid back going guy. You feel me? But I there was a couple more things I thought of, you know what I'm saying, that I fight over. Maybe I'm just like that. Maybe that's a flaw. I don't know, but, okay, all right. So, what about the scenario that I was talking about if the dude try your old lady and he know that's your old lady? You was on the line when I was talking about that. What do you feel about that?
Yeah. Now, for the people who's not like that who say that they won't say anything, I don't know. Whether they're male or female, I think they're. I mean, if you're not the violent type, I mean, you may at least want to check at least that. But I know as far as me, no, they got to get mad. Especially if they know and they still going to try. I mean, that's just, there's really just no regard for you just being there. They just, you like invisible.
Right.
It's like,
right.
I don't even see this nigga right here. I'm like, God, what is that all about? So, yeah. So even if you're with your woman and chick trying you in front of her face, and she gonna mash up. Don't pull her back.
right. I might make a feeble attempt. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You feel me? To be like, nah, baby, don't. You know what I'm saying? But really, I ain't finna really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you ain't gonna try too hard.
Because really, if I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I know this broad. See my lady sitting right here. For real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna be mad at my, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? And if she start losing, I'm gonna jump in and help my goddamn woman. Fuck that.
Right.
I'm gonna trip that hoe up. I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna trip that hoe up. Goddamn, that hoe over, let my girl get on top. Do something, nigga. If she start losing, nigga, I ain't finna let her lose. That hoe, you need to really lose this fight. Cause you really trying to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You really deserve
that.
You know what I mean, though? For real. Some real shit. Real talk. I don't understand that. I don't know. But.
Yeah.
All right.
It's funny you mentioned that, because it was some years ago, though. I actually had some friends that actually happened to. And it was dudes, and it was just like, yeah. And the funny part about it is I was in the middle, and because I knew the one that was trying to do and the dude that was with the girl. And I'm like, nah, I ain't going to get caught up with all that. He was like, oh, man, he tripping, man. He don't know how to this and that and whatever. I was like, okay, he's stepping on. But then dude would never really say anything to him or nothing like that. He was like, no, he just playing like that. And she did. And the funny thing was, the girl, she was receptive to everything and playing around with her. I was like, man, you need to bash both of them.
Oh, here. Now, hold on. One more disclaimer. Now, if your motherfucking goddamn woman or your man sitting there playing along with that bullshit, the motherfucker that you need is your motherfucking mate. If they sitting there playing long. I'm talking about when your goddamn mate ain't even really, you know what I'm saying, feeding into that shit. They looking like, what the fuck, nigga? I know you know him. I know you know. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? They like, man.
Right.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't talking about they feeding into it. If they feeding into it, then goddamn it, they choose. And I'm going to let them motherfucker choose. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to let them do. I'm going to let you do. You know what I mean? Right, but I'm talking about when they know, and then your mate, they ain't even really trying to go there. They just really tripping off the whole shit they sell. Hell no, I think that's plenty of reason to goddamn mash the motherfucker.
You ask to get mashed.
Right.
Home, so.
Exactly. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you calling in to the show. You feel me? We get ready to go into some music real quick.
Yeah, man.
All right, man. Y'all stay on the line. Hold on. I think he hit the line one more time. I'm going to ask her a question, answer her question. 347-934-0966. If you're on the line and you haven't talked yet and you want to talk, I only got 30 minutes left. Make sure you hit the number one. Did you want to say something else, Keith, before I go into a song?
Yeah, I just want to say, yeah, you a hothead.
No, I'm not a hothead at all, really, though. People who know me know I'm really not a hothead, and I'm a non-confrontational person, and I'm like you. I'm non-confrontational because I know what I could.
What happened when you, yeah.
Feel, you know what I'm saying? I done been through that shit. I done took it there. And that shit almost,
yeah.
cost me my freedom. Cost me thousands of dollars in legal fees and shit.
Yeah, me too.
Feel me? So
well,
I try
it cost me $1,000 in legal fees, but it did
right.
Just about cost me my freedom.
Yeah, so I try to avoid confrontation because I know that me and the confrontation ain't going to really be good for me or them. You feel what I'm saying? It's not going to be good for them, but it's not going to be good for me either because I'm going to go all out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, especially, you know what I'm saying? So I just try and, like, be cool. You know
avoid,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Avoid it. You know what I'm saying? But some things, all the stuff that I named today are some shit that's going to make me pretty much say fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm going to go there. That's why I asked the name of the show is, once again, everybody, them is fighting words, or that's a fighting action. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. This is shit that got that get you fucked up by Blizzard. All right? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And I got a couple of more things than the average person, maybe, yeah. But I'm thinking of everything so far. I'm with everything so far. I'm with the racial shit. I'm with the money. I'm with the disrespect, but with my old lady, the spit.
I think a lot of people have more than what they might say, but it just depends on what degree. Like, anybody can do, even if it's something you consider to be small, if somebody do it to you enough, that shit is going to piss you off. So even if it's something you consider, like, not a big deal, like even with whoever said that, you know, they're confident or whatever.
Right, right,
but
right,
if somebody
right.
just straight up in your face, she all just, like, because you ain't saying nothing, so she going all in now, she all rubbing on your nigga in your face, you telling me, I'm confident. No, I'm gonna whoop that ass.
Right, right. I'm really just naming things that I know that I might go ham off of, like, instantaneously. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are, I know something. Over time, anybody can get tired of. I can be ready to fight a nigga that just keep hating on me over time. You feel
yeah.
me? He ain't gotta say nothing to me. He can just keep going back and telling this motherfucker that, lying on me. A motherfucker can lie on me.
Yeah, I've
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, work.
a motherfucker can lie on me. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I don't get mad.
Yeah.
But if this motherfucker keep lying on me, you feel what I'm saying? Then I'll be pushed to goddamn confront their
yeah.
motherfucking ass. But it ain't something that if a motherfucker lie on me, I'm finna just goddamn be like, oh, you motherfucker, you don't lie to me, I'm ready to fight. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, why you lie on me? You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna necessarily be ready to fight like that unless it's like a lie. That could, like, you know what I'm saying, get a nigga locked up. You
yeah.
go there, you go tell the motherfucking feds I'm your connect nigga and ain't your motherfucking connect nigga. You know what I'm saying? Some crazy shit. They get a nigga fucked up for real, nigga, yeah.
yeah.
But I'm just talking about on some average shit now. You know what I'm saying? No. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, I don't feel like I'm a hothead. I feel like everything that I'm naming and everything that most of the people are naming. Outside of me being a female, not giving a fuck about being called bitch, but then again, you can call me bitch the wrong way if you a nigga, and it can be fighting words. You can call me bitch nigga. Well, bitch nigga, now we talking, nigga. You might want to say fuck nigga, or pussy nigga. Now I'm ready. You know what I'm saying?
Call you a fag or some shit.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I know I'm not a fag, so I wouldn't be that mad. I'd be like, I just laugh at you call me a fag. Like, nigga, I know you don't know me now, nigga. Kill yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had a motherfucker got, you know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just talking about that. That one bothered me because, you know what I'm saying? That I'm not.
But then the truth is, like, with females, it's like, okay, if you know you ain't a bitch, you know what you mad for. But I don't really get too cross about that unless it's the wrong situation and you calling me a bitch. Like, I might, you know what I'm saying, snap on a female for calling me one before I snap on a dude.
But you said you gonna snap on a dude, but saying your ass is fat. Come on, how you gonna snap on a dude about that?
If it's a dude that's close to me, like we in a relationship or something, if it's some dude on the street, nigga, you don't even know me. Just stay your ass over there. As long as you stay over there, we gonna be all right.
Well, if he say bring that goddamn fat ass over here from way over there, what you getting mad for?
Yeah, because I don't like that shit.
Right.
Because I don't like it. I don't need no reason.
I know. I'm asking the question because
yeah.
everybody's
yeah, because I don't
just,
like it.
Yeah.
Be like, why the hell she snap on me like that for saying it? Because, nigga, I don't like it. That's why.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked this particular question for the show because I know it's something. But I'm still, I guess you're the only one really that's been saying something that I don't feel like, I guess that's something to snap over. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I mean, that's you. That's your own personal shit. You feel me? That's just you being you. That's what I was trying to get. That's what I was trying to ask everybody else that called. Well, what else? Because I want to hear, I want to hear somebody say some shit, and I'm like, for real, you a fight over that? You know what I'm saying? But basically, what everybody's saying is shit that you're supposed to fight over, as far as I'm concerned. You're supposed to fight over damn near everything we've been talking about tonight. Except somebody calling your ass.
That's just one of my little extras. That's just one of my little extra things that I just don't like.
When I come back from the song, I'm going to ask everybody on the line that's already hit the number one, is what's the extra shit? Because I know the standard shit. And so far, everybody that named Rachel, money, disrespecting your house, spitting on you, all shit is shit you supposed to whoop a motherfucker ass over. So I guess I got some pretty goddamn average, mild-mannered listeners on K100, even though they said my show could be a little extra. But we are some average motherfuckers, because ain't nobody really saying, nigga, if you goddamn step on my jaws, I'll kill you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody ain't saying nothing retarded like that. Like, I was waiting for somebody to say something crazy, and I'm be like, nigga, for real, you gonna fight over that? But everything everybody said, I'm pretty much like, nigga, yeah, you should stop a motherfucker out over that. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I haven't heard anything just out the way. But I'm gonna go ahead and go into this, song, you feel me? And I'm gonna come back. Hopefully we got people on the line, but not too many people hitting the number one that wanna talk. You feel me? Hopefully after I come back from the song, we'll have a couple more people that wanna talk. If not, I'll go back and ask people who already answered the question. A couple more questions, you feel me? And only got 20 something minutes left, and I'll be getting ready to wrap it up also. You feel me? But right now, I'm gonna get ready to debut a new song by me and my homeboys. We just got it fresh off the presses, you understand? This is me and my homeboys, Team Shreds, new joint called It's Alright. You know I gotta give it to K100 first, you feel me? Episode 76, them fighting words. It's alright, man. Keep it gangster.
Yeah. The gang's out here, nigga.
On that POP shit, that's paper over pussy, take the paper like a rapper geek. Call keys to the latest, turn the beat.
Right.
Back, laughing, they make the scene. A nigga gallon is shining, escaping poverty. They giving me these pussies, got their PhD. Cause my neck is lit up like a Christmas tree. In the group sit high, black and burgundy.
Right.
Like super cat, they're not worrying me. Just the OG. Chase the pedigree,
okay.
Put the cable on lock, got the master key. Niggas in beat, you know we got the recipe. Respecting me, it's destiny. Put me to be on top, feel the dynasty. Coast in the ride, strap on my side. Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. Nigga, in the life, I can't get paradise. Get money, ride ice, nigga, it's alright. Take coasting in the ride. Strap on my side, Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. Stay in the life, against the paradise. Get money, rock ice, nigga, it's alright.
Hell, I'm a martyr, a baller, a G. Just bring your revolvers when calling on me. Then call up the brick block, off for the week. Got bars for the beat, got jaws for the week. And that caprice just chilling, money to the killing. Haters all mad, cause I'm a rich villain. Bustin' and rotting, we lost the survivors. We all be some ballers, we all talk alive. I talk for the line and outline them, they gone. Bitch, I'm in my zone. Two bottles of Patron, two models of a bomb. I pass one to my man, cause when it comes to they friends, I'm 10 for 10. I went from Benz to Benz, all in one weekend. Left my road in Detroit and never seen it again. I'm in the days on the road doing shows with the team. 20 and pop, the American dream.
They coasting the ride, strap on my side. Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. In the life, against the paradise. Get money, ride ice, nigga, it's alright. They coasting in the ride. Strap on my side, Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. Stay in the life, against the paradise. Get money, rock ice, nigga, it's alright.
Niggas screaming nothing to it, they gon' shoot it, they gon' shoot it. All that flying got them ducking, dodging, now they come with losers. This is music, but the thugs, nigga, him and music. Kamikazes would not do it, here the beat, I just abuse it. My heart pumps the words of fluid, blood is flowing through it. Just like you, how you think it, you're as big as niggas stupid. whatever. Whenever you get chatter, you get better. No more check the double checker, so you want me to respect you. But I don't though, you still got a jump flow. Jumbo, underground, never floof up, I'm still gung-ho. Killer fake, rapper pronto, don't need no tonto. Still the long ranger, call my angle with the pronto. I'm slum so, I'm good up in the hood when the sun's low. Night time, the right time for you to keep your gung-ho. I'm front row, no matter if these bitches in the condo or in the club swinging when these pussy niggas come close.
In the ride, strap on my side, Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. It's all right. Day in the life, I get the paradise, get money, ride ice, nigga, it's alright. Ain't cursing in the ride, strap on my side, Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. All right. Day in the life, I get the paradise, get money, ride ice, nigga, it's alright.
I'm a flow spitter, whole shitter, animal, gorilla, real G, bully street, certified dope dealer, most killer, more bread. They say they wanna rob me, tell them fuck niggas to go ahead. I'm more clips, more bills, more dick for your bitch. I'm so sick and focused, I ain't the one to fuck with. I pop on, go ham, go hard, go in. Get with the program, afraid that's the gun jam. I get it, I flip it, stack it and spin it. The grips is spacious, the whips is spinning. Shopping three dealers, from L.A. to Venice. I'm going on that spinach, but I ain't Popeye. So I'm looking cock-eyed, top dog, I'm out fried. Riding on the south side.
In the ride, strap on my side, Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. If you in the life, I get the paradise, get money, ride ice, nigga, it's alright. Ain't cursing in the ride, strap on my side, Lord Chris getting high, nigga, it's alright. If you in the life, I get the paradise, get money, ride ice, nigga, it's alright.
Right. Love that song. welcome back to the show, everybody. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show tonight, episode 26. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? I think I had somebody's mic on the whole time. Did I have somebody's mic on the whole time? I don't know. Yeah, I did. Oh, shit. Anyway, welcome, everybody, to the show. 347-934-0966. You understand? K100 Internet Radio, episode 76. Nigga, them fighting words. You feel me? We've been on the line talking to everybody, talking to people about what's some shit that'll make them goddamn go off. You understand? What'll set them off. You know, what some phrase is or some action that'll make you go ahead and do the damn thing and be ready to square off and thump ASAP. You feel what I'm saying? Now, we had different answers, you know what I'm saying? But one thing that was across the board, like I said, everybody who don't know, but I'm, you know, my show is mostly a black audience. I'm black. Across the board, the whole racial thing, yeah, nobody's playing about that. Maybe we done got a little hypersensitive since we got a black president, and you know what I'm saying? We got Tea Party motherfuckers, and Rush Limbaugh motherfuckers, and all kind of shit going on. People want to feel like they might want to goddamn bring up some old shit. But yeah, you people, N-word, all that, getting your ass drugged. That's across the board tonight. We're going to talk to a couple, about eight people, you know what I'm saying? That actually had a chance to come through and cut through and talk in between songs and conversation, and that's across the board. Don't nobody play about their kids. That's beyond fighting. That's just some shit. So get your ass killed. You feel me? Had a couple of females that don't like to be called the word bitch. Some, it didn't bother as much. You understand what I'm saying? Some people give a fuck about it. Some people don't. Some women, because, you know, I think nowadays, you know, a lot of women, you know, be like, oh, shit, bitch. You know, they kind of talk to each other like that. So some don't like it, and some really, really don't like it, and some is like, it's whatever. All right? What else we said? Oh, spitting on a motherfucker. I get you shot in, goddamn, beat up, probably right behind each other. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody who does that. But I was looking for some unique shit. I was trying. Listen, everybody. 347-934-0966. If you're on the line and you haven't talked yet, or you got something that you want to add, make sure you hit the number one. I got people on my line, but I don't open up my lines unless you hit the number one. You know what I'm saying? Like the prompt says, unless you know that you actually want to talk. If not, I was just assuming that you don't have the damn internet or whatever, and you just dialing in or whatever. I got somebody must be calling me through Skype. Somebody's name is popping up. What's up? How you doing? Thanks for coming into the show. Anyway, I don't know who that is. Way down there. Somebody's name. That's when somebody Skype me. Somebody Skypes into the show. It shows their name. But, yeah, man, like I was saying, I haven't heard anything yet, except one chick said she didn't like when guys told her to bring her fat ass over there. Not because she's fat, because she literally has a fat ass. So, me personally, of course, I said, well, actually, that's a compliment, but she gets offended by it, and she wants to send fat a motherfucker when they say, bring your fat ass. I guess it's how they say it. I guess it's kind of disrespectful to her. But so far, nobody said anything that I was hoping when I did the show that I was going to get somebody to say something that I was like, for real? Like, you going to fight over that? Like, you know, but everything that everybody said so far tonight is shit you fight over. It don't make you different. It don't make you a hothead. I mean, this is shit you fight over. What else to say? Spitting money, kids. You know, like I said, I'm not a female, so being called bitch, whatever. Now, you can't call me bitch nigga. You know what I'm saying? You can't call me bitch nigga. So I guess I can understand. If it's coming out like that, if you're a female and the motherfucker like, bitch, you know. Well, to me, as a guy, if you say bitch nigga, you feel me? Maybe we taking it the same way. And, of course, them is in fact motherfucking fighting words. But what else we have? Disrespecting somebody in their house in any way. Yeah, nigga, that's, yeah. Yes, that can get you killed. First of all, it's just completely stupid. Some things that you, when people do shit like that, like I brought up earlier, 90% of the time, I done seen somebody do some dumb shit like disrespect another motherfucker in their house. 90% of the time, alcohol was involved. 10% of the time, a motherfucker just got down and want their ass whooped. But for the most part, 90% of the time, somebody gonna be there had too much goddamn liquor and then got to acting retarded. Now, here again, a disclaimer, a K100 disclaimer. That's not going to save your motherfucking ass. Because, see, when you in my motherfucking house, or anybody else, when you in anybody else's house, don't nobody give a fuck about how drunk. The whole, man, hey, man, he just drunk, whatever. Yeah, nigga, that shit might play out in the street. But when you in my motherfucking house, man, you know what I'm saying? When you in somebody's house, they may be a little more amped up and a little less tolerant of the bullshit. Now, you could be fucked up and spill some shit at somebody's house. And, you know, I'm talking about really just trying them. You know what I'm saying? I actually witnessed it one time when somebody got into an argument, you know what I'm saying, at a house party. I like house parties or whatever, but I rarely go to house parties of motherfuckers I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just not a good idea. This ain't the motherfucking 70s and shit. You know what I'm saying? I go to house parties of motherfuckers that I know. So it means I know their temperament and I know, you know what I'm saying, what kind of jokes what they deem funny or what they think is out of line. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Because sometimes I've been at parties and somebody brung somebody and somebody thought that this shit was funny, but that shit wasn't motherfucking funny to the house mom or the house man, and motherfuckers got drugged. Jumped on by everybody else that was at the goddamn party because everybody else was there at the party because that's that motherfucking house. They know everybody here. So now you done run your partner over here, said some old out-the-way shit that didn't nobody else think was funny but them and got them jumped. See, type of shit that happened. You know what I'm saying? Kill all that. Alright? Kill all that. That's crazy. So I don't do the house parties too tough like that. You know what I'm saying? For that reason. You know what I'm saying? Because when motherfuckers in the house, sometimes with black people, you know what I'm saying, you know, they may get to feeling themselves a little bit like, you know, you in my house, so it's my rules, and you can't do this and do that. Like, I know we did it over there, but now we in my shit, and I don't play that here. And loud, yeah, oh, yeah, all that loud. Look, you know what? I take it, check this out. If I don't know you like that, if I don't really know you like that, I ain't really trying to attend your real live house party. I ain't talking about your mansion party, and you just got to, and it's just a place that we having a regular party. I'm talking about your literal get-together house party. I don't do those. Because I have people get fucked up. I'm just keeping it 100. Name of the show, K100 Internet Radio. All right? Just keeping it 100 with you, man. Real talk. I don't fuck around like that. You know what I'm saying? It's for that specific reason. But the point that I was trying to make on the show tonight, 347-934-0966. If you're on the line and you haven't talked yet, please hit the number 1. You know what I'm saying? And let me know if you want to speak about it. So I see a lot of people on the line. A lot of y'all already spoke or whatever. I want to get somebody who haven't spoken a chance. If you're able to talk. If not, just continue to listen. I appreciate the support anyway. But what I'm trying to say, man, I was trying to find those niche things, you know what I'm saying, that may make you fly off the handle. But I'm noticing most of my audience, they're some pretty mild-mannered people. You feel me? They're pretty mild-mannered. They're pretty level-headed people, man. People say my show is off the chain and it's crunk and it's extra and I be dying. Yeah, you know what? Maybe so. But now this particular show has killed the notion that the K100 faithful listeners and the hosts are some kind of fucking crazy people. We off the chain. We out of control. Nah. We ain't out of control. We like the average motherfuckers. People that listen to my show, I'm realizing I got some average motherfuckers. I just don't got no punk motherfuckers listening to my show. And I don't want you punk motherfuckers. If you're a punk motherfucker, feel free to hang up now. Log off. Do whatever. Because I noticed that everybody that I talked to tonight on my show, everything that they said, that's some shit you motherfucker fight over. You supposed to fight over. You don't let the motherfuckers feel on you, disrespect you in your house, fuck with your kid, try your old lady or your old man right there in front of you. Where they do that? No. So my listening audience, we ain't a bunch of cowboys over here. We might be a bunch of freaks when we start talking about some fucking and shit. Everybody knows that about K100. But still, we are not no off-the-chain wild motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? You know, immature, just want to goddamn start shit type people over here at K100. We just keeping it real. We'll whoop your motherfucking ass over certain shit. And so the shit that I feel like everybody brought up tonight on this show warrants the ass whoop. Now, if anybody's on the line and you haven't said anything and you feel like anything that we brung up tonight, motherfuckers really don't need to get their ass whooped over that. We tripping. I'm tripping. By all means, holler at me. Holler at me. Let me know. But if you listen to the podcast after the fact, I suggest if you don't get out much If you're a white person, I highly suggest you go back and listen to this episode so you will know what can piss people off. The type of shit you just don't do. And you probably can go through the rest of your adult life by listening to this one episode without a physical confrontation. Don't be fucking with people's kids. Don't disrespect nobody in their house. Don't play by the motherfucking money. All right? Don't spit on the motherfucker. If you're not black, watch what the fuck you say out your mouth. I mean, this is general shit. Shit that you ought to get your ass whooped about. I'm really just putting the information out here for those who might not know. You know anybody that's constantly getting their ass whooped, download this episode. Okay? Show it to them in an email. Send them the link. Tell them to listen. You know what? I know that you always getting this, and you might want to listen to this. Maybe I can stop them from getting their motherfucking asses murked. I might be able to save a life with this show tonight. I'm just saying. And this is why I'm here. This is why I do the show. I'm a public service show, people. I don't know how many times I got to keep telling you motherfuckers that. I am doing a service to the people by keeping it 100, by saying the shit the rest of you punk motherfuckers don't want to say, or the shit that you only say when you're around a certain motherfucker. See, I'm saying this shit all over the internet. This shit is being recorded, streamed. All you got to do is dial a number. I ain't hiding. Some people don't have these conversations. I am an advocate of these type of conversations because these are the very conversations that can save a motherfucker's life. Yes, you punk motherfucker, you disrespectful motherfucker, you. I can teach you something. I can keep you from getting your fucking teeth knocked out. I can keep you from getting put in the box before your time. All you got to do is listen. Go back to the beginning of the show. Start off from the beginning. We covered the gambit. If you're the type of motherfucker that does anything that has been covered on this show tonight, well then, whatever happens, happens. I don't really frankly feel bad for you. Now, I don't feel bad for people who do the things that we talked about tonight and then get fucked up over it. I'm not one of the people that be like, man, you know, that still shouldn't have did that. No. If he did anything we talked about tonight on the show, outside of the one chick who didn't want nobody to take, come your fat ass over here because she really does have a thick ass. Outside of that right there, everything else. That's just the one thing I was like, okay, I don't really think that's fighting words. Outside of that, you don't just be calling women bitches like that. You don't do that. That could get you fucked up with some women. If you don't know them like that, playing or not, don't do it. Don't go to people's house and get disrespectful. Don't fuck with people's kids. Don't even talk out the way to people's kids. Don't do that. Who does that? That's how people get fucking killed. Because don't nobody play by their goddamn kids. I don't understand anybody who listens to this particular episode, episode 76, Demons Fighting Words, and you can't draw your own conclusions about the people who listen to this show, myself. Then I don't know what to tell you, man. You might be geared up to really get your ass whooped at any given moment. If you can't agree with everything we said tonight. I don't think, now one thing was out of line. Another thing was just a personal pet peeve. I was trying to get people to call in and give personal pet peeves so I can goddamn get on the line and go back and forth with them and be like, oh, what the fuck, are you crazy? You just got a bad temper. I was waiting for the caller to give me that. Nobody gave me that tonight. Everything everybody gave me was some shit that you need to get your fucking ass whooped over tonight. I'm sorry. So, if you have a friend that constantly get beat up or always getting into confrontations with people or whatever, K100 Radio, keep it motherfucking 100 all the way Ben Frank. That's what we do on this show. Monday through Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Welcome to all my new listeners and welcome to everybody listening to the podcast after the playback. I want you to send this shit to your friend. Tell them to find us on Facebook, myspace.com/K100Radio. We on iTunes as a podcast. Whatever you got to do, get the message to them. Get the episode to them. Get the show to them. Tell them, look, man, I noticed you always saying some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's probably because you a disrespectful motherfucker. You don't know how to stand your goddamn lane. You don't understand some lines you don't motherfucking cross. And so what you do is let that motherfucker sit down, play this episode. You get to hear a couple of good music. Shout out to the homies Team Shreds. New joint. That was also YPIP. That was the last song that I played. I forgot to shout them out. Shout out to YPIP. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you hear some good music and you can give some life-saving advice. This is what we did tonight. We gave some motherfuckers some life-saving advice. We gave you motherfuckers how not to get your goddamn ass mashed the fuck in. Kill. K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks to everybody who tuned in to the show tonight. I'll be back next week. We air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And all we do is give it to you straight up with no chaser. Thanks to everybody who called in. And shout out to everybody who's listening to the podcast after the fact. Y'all fuck with me, man. Hey, subscribe to that podcast on iTunes, man. Do it. Do it now. I'm out.